decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for public hearings for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use 1667 Douglas Hitchens.
Mr. Wheat, I know it's your area, but I'd like to go out there one more time and look at it. I just think it's an area that there's nothing there. Is it near? I thought I went by there, but is it near Collins Pond?
It is, and it seems rather isolated to me.
Yeah,
and I think that's a fair thing to do, and would encourage everybody if they would. So that's fine if you want to make a motion to that effect.
Mr. Chairman, I move to defer CU 1667 Douglas Hitchens for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1667 Douglas Hitchens to allow the commission more time to deliberate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2005-69, Wright Brothers Properties.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for deferral just for further consideration.
Very good.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-69, Wright Brothers Properties for further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is subdivision 2005-70, Steve Deniakos. Something like
that. Not bad, John.
Or something like that. Deniakos.
Well, I know this goes way back several hours ago, Mr. Chairman, and I know we had some discussion concerning possibility of having them do another presentation or not having to go back to the back of the line. I don't know if that sentiment's shared by my fellow commissioners.
You can make that a part or not a part of your motion. So.
But certainly from the public testimony, there appears to be a number of problems with this site.
Not the least of which they didn't know what they were doing.
Gentlemen, I would point out there's always a concern about whether or not the commission has discretion in a subdivision application. This is one of those times where I think you can answer that question. And a couple things I want to point out. There were no deed restrictions that were ever submitted. I mean, they didn't have the ag buffers or the ag notice or any of that stuff in there. You know, I mean.
Did we even have a septic feasibility letter?
We did not have that.
I got about 8 years worth of work.
I do.
Incomplete.
Johnson, it's certainly up to you. I'm certainly not in favor of it the way it was submitted. As to whether or not we should make any special effort, I'm not even sure we should do that. We did suggest it at the time, but the more we found out, the more I'm concerned that maybe they need that time. I don't know.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-70, application of Steve, I'll defer to your pronunciation, sir. My motion is for denial based upon the inadequate record that was submitted to us this evening by a professional engineer and the fact that there were significant pieces that were not even presented that would be part of a standard presentation given a subdivision.
Let me make a suggestion on rephrasing that. I don't think what they submitted was in compliance with the subdivision ordinance.
That what was submitted before the commission tonight was not in compliance with the requirements of the subdivision ordinance for Sussex County.
Second.
So moved and seconded to deny subdivision 2005-70 Steve Deniakos due to the lack of an adequate record conforming with the subdivision ordinance. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is subdivision 2005-71 Delaware Land Associates LLC.
Again, I'd like to open this up for discussion with the commissioners. I, you know, given the complexity of the proposal submitted, you know, my motion is going to be for deferral, but if there's some input that my fellow commissioners would like to add to this record, or given the lateness, I move that we defer action. Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-71, Delaware Land Associates LLC, my motion is for deferral for further consideration by the commission.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-71, Delaware Land Associates LLC, for further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is subdivision 2005-72, Baywood LLC.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-72, Baywood LLC, my motion is for deferral to enable counsel, legal counsel, to provide us with feedback or information concerning the proposed stables, as well as to give the commission time to consider the further matters or issues of this matter.
Is there any need to leave a record open on this?
I, between that one and the last one, what was the basis for leaving the record open on the
sounded like a TIS for me.
Okay. I couldn't remember if that was on the last one or the Baywood one.
Was it a groundwater mounting?
It was Baywood that they said.
Baywood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they're waiting on the TIS from.
Yeah.
That I think that's suitable. I think I actually, if you're going to do that,
just
I think,
for that.
Well, and maybe for any response, Mr. Schrader and I are going to have to do some talking on the table.
You can defer it and give that report back to the commission. The commission can defer it again for another different reason if you want.
Yeah, but I think the question is whether we want to leave the record open.
Leave the record open is my question.
Yeah, I guess leave the record open if you wanted to for the the TIS, and also to address the stable issue.
That's on a response on the TIS.
Yeah.
And as an addition to that motion, that the record be left open for 15 days for the commission to receive a response to the TIS. Comments from the TIS.
Leave the record open. You're going to leave the record open just to receive it, or you're going to leave the record open for 15 days after receipt of it?
After receipt of the TIS.
There we go. Do I hear a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-72 Baywood LLC, and to leave the record open for 15 days after the receipt of the TIS. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Now, we're at a little bit different.
Record yeah, go
open
ahead.
For 15 days after receipt of comment from Delta.
Yeah,
that's
very good.
The
there you go. Good. Sounds good.
A friendly amendment.
Yes. Friendly amendment? Okay.
I mumbled.
We need a voting on that again or not?
Probably you ought to, just to make the record clear. Second and first and second. And
okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-72 Baywood LLC, leaving the record open for 15 days after the receipt of comments on the
from
DelDOT on the TIS. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Made second.
Who made the second on that one?
Gordy.
Mr. Gordy. Our next item is subdivision 2005-73 Landlock LLC.
Now, on this one, did they say DelDOT was not requiring a TIS?
Right.
Yeah.
Given the size of it.
The DelDOT comments in the back report were about page and a half, almost 2 pages. It made reference to possibility of requiring passing lanes, acceleration, deceleration, et cetera, dedication right-of-ways, multimodal paths, and several lists of things. Then the TAC report of April 19th.
About in the plus comments that we didn't see.
I don't know if I got those or not. Well, the plus, can you talk about the plus comments?
You're bad.
Landlocked plus comments.
Don't get it right.
All right. Fair enough.
I don't see any reference to plus comments.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-73, Landlock LLC, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time to consider the matter further.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-73 Landlock LLC for further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda. Mr. Lank, I believe you have an announcement of a meeting.
Yes, and there's a need for the commission to meet with the recently hired consultants to work with us on our comprehensive plan update. That's due next year, 2007. We were trying to come up with some available dates. We've had several dates that the consultants weren't available, which is URDC. The second group that we picked in the interviews.
Right. Urban Research and Development Corporation.
Right.
PA.
Some picked second, some picked first.
I've been trying to do it as soon as possible so we can get started on working with the consultants. We need to establish a date. One date of consideration had been October 27th of 06. That is a Friday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So since the consultants are from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, they could meet and still get back to Bethlehem in a reasonable hour for a weekend or whatever.
Before dark.
And it has to be placed on the agenda. We will need to confirm that date with the consultants.
Okay.
If the consultants cannot meet that date, we're going to have to do a phone poll to the commissioner and try to get it as soon as possible. All
right. Very good. Thank you. Anything else?
That will be noted in the agenda as a possible date. And if it is confirmed with the consultants, I will prepare that agenda.
That'll be a workshop. That won't be any
workshop.
Not a public hearing.
Not a public hearing. The public's welcome to participate. To sit in and listen. It'd be up to the chairman of the commission if they allow any participation.
All right, sir.
Watch on the internet.
And we meet again on Wednesday.
We meet again on the 18th at a special meeting for site plans, and we have public hearings on the 26th of this month also.
And Mr. Lang, could the public participation be limited to written comments? Is that one of the options of the chairman?
I don't think at this point it's appropriate to have any public
comment. It's a workshop just to get a feel for what commission and consultants want to work on.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the first one, and I don't think we should even open that door.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a time for it, and I'm not trying to limit public comment. I just don't think this one's
it. I think what you're going to get, you would get, there'd be several groups, and just for example, the Sierra Club that thinks we should be looking at certain things that may be different than what we've looked at based on what state regulations call for us to look at. And it's not unreasonable to allow for written comments only. So,
I mean, they're going to have a chance to comment at any time and submit written comments at any time. I just don't want somebody to feel like that they're going to have an opportunity to address the written comments.
That's what I don't want, the perception that this meeting is being held for that purpose.
Yeah.
Here to meet. You haven't even met.
Yeah.
Now, Bob has met him for interview purposes, but the rest of you haven't even met the consultants.
Right.
So
it's
really
that's
the first
really
of meeting with
doing.
Them and get a feel for what, so
what
they want to know what we feel as commissioner that we need to address, they need to address.
Okay.
And then they need to get your opinions on all those different things. You need to get a feel for who you're dealing with. So meeting of minds really more than a workshop problem.
Okay.
And for the benefit of the commissioners, I will not be here at the October 26th meeting. I'll be out of town. So maybe I'll go quicker.
Cancel it.
Might as well.
Well, we have it wherever you are.
So speak up. Speak up on the 26th. So when I listen to the tapes.
Okay. Is there anything else? Anyone have anything for the good of the order? Mr. Robertson, are we all clear?
We're all clear.
Okay. We stand adjourned, gentlemen. Ooh-wee.
Remember.
Good grief.
Not yet.
What happened?